Talking to a Twin Cedars sophomore, Allie Mockenhop, as we continue on the radio sports page. Allie, good to talk to you. And first of all, let's talk about what was not the track season this year. What were your thoughts when you got the word that track and field season was not going to happen, and you were going to kind of have a void for this springtime, which you're normally not used to?
Yeah, I was really upset about track being canceled, not really because it's my favorite sport, but more because I really like running with my friends and spending that time with my friends and meeting new people. That's what I like the most about track, and now I'm just stuck at home.
Well, and a lot of coaches will say, and a lot of athletes will say, I use track to stay in shape for whatever the next sport is or whatever other sports I play. Is that kind of what you do to maybe stay active, in that 2 to 3 months that you're waiting for softball or you're coming off of a basketball season, when like you were?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the main reason I do track, is so that I can get in shape for softball.
What kind of events were you planning to run this year?
I was going to be on the 4x8 team and maybe run a couple 200s.
And I know Coach Parker was thinking, a lot of the events this year had a good chance not only to contend for conference titles, but finish good at state qualifying. Maybe not make a state meet, but be right there to challenge for one. Was that kind of what you were thinking?
I definitely think that we had a good group of. Well, we had a lot of freshman cross country girls that just came up to track, and then we definitely had a good distance running program. I think they would have done really good this year in our track season.
And obviously the cross-country team with Riley, doing what they did last year, and then, we were hoping to go into track and field. How much did that boost everything for the team, knowing that, hey, maybe there's some – we can contend at some of these meets that we haven't in the last few years?
Yeah, I think everybody was really excited to, finally get to compete and, have something that we are good at. And get to go up against these schools and not have to worry about just losing. We have a chance to, do good.
Well, I know, you're waiting for the word to come down about softball, because Twin Cedars softball is on a major upswing, and you girls had a great season last year of largely a young group like yourself. What are some things you want to accomplish this year as a team? Coach has been saying a lot of pretty lofty goals for the Sabres this summer.
I think mostly our goals are to win the Bluegrass Conference again. And I think that's pretty achievable if we have softball this year. But I also think that we want to try, maybe not make it to state, but at least get closer and make it further in the postseason, regionals.
Well, I know last year was a disappointing end because not only, you lost, but you lost to your arch rival, Melcher Dallas, who's also pretty good at softball. What's that like, knowing your closest rival is going to challenge you every time you hit the field? That's what a rivalry is all about, when no one team dominates and they're all close games in the end.
I think it definitely keeps us on our toes. I think going into that last game, we had already beat Melcher twice, and I think we might have underestimated them a little bit or overestimated ourselves, and I think we definitely should have, took it a little more seriously, and I think we kind of got blindsided. that was not a great game.
And was that a learning experience for everybody, knowing that even though we've got this great group of freshmen, sophomores, even some eighth graders, we're not invincible? Is that kind of what you learned about that last game, and maybe take it into this summer when, you see a team that you think you can beat, but assume that they're just going to roll over for us?
Yeah, I think that was a big lesson that we all needed to learn, and I think it was a good learning experience. It helped us get ready for hopefully the season that we have this year, because now I think that we're not going to overestimate ourselves or underestimate anybody. We're going to take our full effort into every single game, and I think the season would be a good one if we have it.
as a pitcher, you know, it's a pretty important part of the team. You know, what's that like being out there needing a strikeout or needing, you know, to get an out to, you know, win the game or get out of the inning that, you know, the team has a couple runners on? I mean, you know, for someone who was a freshman and sophomore, you don't normally see that. How do you keep that from overwhelming you when you're out there on the in the circle?
Oh, I think it's definitely really stressful being out there in the circle because you're everything depends on you. But I think what gives me the most comfort is, like, I know that the defense behind me is going to, like, play for me. They are capable of getting the out. I just need to basically not let them hit it over the fence. Anything playable, I know that my defense is going to do their best and give all their effort to get the out for me.
Well, also, what's it been like the last couple of weeks, just kind of being at home and, you know, being stuck there more or less and have to do your schoolwork more or less online and virtually? You know, how different has that been for everybody there?
It's been definitely very different for everybody because we have different Zoom meetings and talking to teachers and trying to get a hold of teachers if you have a question, which has been pretty easy for me. If I have a question, they've been pretty available, but it's also like finding time to making time to do your schoolwork when the time is not like given to you. You have to really be sure that you're actually wanting to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to get it done.
Well, Allie, great to talk to you. Best of luck. Let's hope the softball season gets going because I think Twin Cedars can have a another special season like they did last year, and maybe even, like you said, you know, take a couple steps further in the postseason.
Yep. Thank you.